Okay, this is a recording for Maseches Brachos, Daf Tes Vav, Amud Aleph. So we're going to start from the last line on Yudalad Amud Beis. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan said, Harotzei Shekabel Olav Ol Malchus Shemayim Shalema. A person who wants to accept upon himself Ol Malchus Shemayim in a complete form, right, with a complete Ol Malchus Shemayim. So how should he go about it? So first, Yifne. Right, he should empty himself out, meaning he should use the restroom. V'yitol yadov, make sure he washes his hands. V'yaniach tefillin, he should put on tefillin. As we said on the previous amud, that you're testifying about the fact you're supposed to wear tefillin, so you should be wearing tefillin while you do it. V'yikur kriya shema v'yispalo, then you should say shema. Then you should daven shemon esrei. V'zoi malchus shemayim shalema. This is the complete acceptance of malchus shemayim in the proper order. Amar Reb Chiya bar Abba, Amar Reb Yochanan, Kol ha-nifne v'notol yadu v'niach tulim v'kor ha-kriyash ma'amispalo ma'alav ha-kosav ki'ilu banam mizbeach v'hikriv alav korban. Now we're being told that if you do all this in the right way, it's like you built a mizbeach and you brought a korban on it, tichsiv, as it says, erchatz menichayon kapi, v'asil v'vaz mizbechacha Hashem. Right, I'm going to clean my hands, I'm going to wash my hands in cleanliness, and I'm going to surround your Mizbeach Hashem. So that indicates that when you do this order, you are bringing a korban. Amar le Rava, lo savar lamar ki ilu toval. So he says, you don't think it means that it's like he went to the mikvah? Dichsiv, as it says. Right, it's that we just quoted the same exact pasuk. Erchatz min kayon, lo ksiv architz kapi. So he says, I'll wash myself in cleanliness. It doesn't say I'll wash my hands. So it's better than... It's more talking about going to the mikveh than it is talking about washing one's hands. Amrali Ravina Larava, Chazimar, Haitzub Mirabana, Da Asim Mirava. I saw these rabbis who came from the West, meaning Eretz Yisrael, Va Amar, Mishin Lomayim Lirchot Yadav, Mekaneach Yadav, the Afar, Vitzror, Vakismis. Right? So a person who doesn't have any water to use to clean his hands, meaning water in those days was not coming out of the sink, you had to go get it, it was hard to come by. So if you don't have it and your hands are actually dirty, they have dirt on them, you can clean them by rubbing them in the ground or on a stone or wood chips or something like that. Meaning in those days, people's hands were just much, much filthier than they are today. And to get the actual grime off of your hands, you could rub them onto something else. Amale Shapir Ka'amar, right? He says, you're saying something very good. How do I know? Miksiv Erchatz Bamayim. It doesn't say, I will wash in water. It says, I'll clean them. I'll wash in cleanliness. Call me the demenake, anything which will contribute to the cleanliness, which will make them cleaner than they were before. Tahar Rav Chizda, Layin Aman de Mahadra Maya Be'idon Tzlusa. So Rav Chizda cursed one who would run around at the Zman for davening, and he would miss the Zman Tfila because he was busy looking for water. That's talking about to say kriyishma, avalat fila mahader, right? But he says no. When it comes to davening shmona esrei, you actually do have to look for water. You can't daven without washing your hands first. V'od avad kama, how far should you go? Ad parsa, one parsa. Lekame, that's going in front of you, like we talked about in shir. If you're going on a trip, you have to continue. Avalachore afilu mil eno choser. Right, so he says you don't even have to go the length of a mil, under a mil. We understand from that statement, mil hudina chozer apachas mil chozer. Meaning anything under 18 minutes, for our sake, we're going to call a mil 18 minutes of travel. Anything under 18 minutes, you have to go back and get water, or lav dafka backwards, even sideways and out of your way. And less than that, more than that, you don't have to go to get water. Okay, new mishnah. Sakta mishnah kore shema velo shmiel la ozno. If you say Kriya Shema and you don't hear the words that are coming out of your mouth, Yotze, you're still Yotze. Rabbi Yossi Omer, lo Yotze, so you're not Yotze. You have to actually hear it. Kara velo dikdik bos yoseh. Let's say you read Kriya Shema, but you were not being careful with the pronunciations of the letters. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Yotze, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, lo Yotze. Rabbi Yossi then says, you are Yotze. Rabbi Yehuda says, you're not Yotze. Hakori lemafreya, if you read it out of order or backwards, lo Yotze. You are not Yotze. Kara vita'a. Let's say you were saying Shema and you made a mistake, you lost your place, whatever it was. Yachzer l'makom shita. You have to go back to the place where you knew you said it correctly and then start again from there. Okay. Asks the Gemara, my taima, Rabbi Yossi. What is the reason of Rabbi Yossi, who says that if you read Kriya Shema and you cannot hear the words coming out of your mouth, you are not Yotze? So what is his reasoning? Mishum dechsev Shema. It says Shema. We saw this before. Hashmeya lo oznecha masha tamotzi mipicha. You have to hear with your ears the words that you are saying with your mouth. V'tanakama sovar Shema b'choloshen shata shomea. Right? And the Tanakama doesn't learn Shema that way. He learns it the way we saw before, which is that you can say Shema even in another language so long as you can, quote-unquote, hear and understand that language. Rabbi Yossi Tarti Shema Amina. He holds two things, meaning he holds that Shema means, number one, you have to understand the language, or you can understand the language, you can say Shema in that language, and number two, you actually have to hear the words. Tanan Hasam, we have a Mishnah over there, Cheirish HaMedaber V'ino Shomea Lo Yitrom, talking about separating Truma. So a Cheirish, a person who is deaf, he can speak, but he cannot hear. He should not separate Truma. V'im Taram Truma So Truma. But if he did it, it counts. So over there, we're saying he can't hear himself make a bracha. He can't hear himself declare that what he's separating out is truma. But nevertheless, b'di'eved, what he did still counts, even though he's not going to hear what he is saying. So man tana cheres shemedav nishomeh di'eved in l'chadchila lo. So who is the author of this statement that a cheres who can't hear l'chadchila should not separate truma, but b'di'eved if he did it, it works. So Amrav Chizra b'yosihi. So this is Rabbi Yossi, the Tanan. We have the our Mishnah, Koresh Mavlo Yishmiel Lozno Yotza, that you are still Yotze even if you don't hear what you are saying. Divi Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Yossi, Amra Lo Yotza. So Rabbi Yossi is the one who holds that if you don't hear the words that you're saying, when you say Shema, you're not Yotze, so he must be the Mandamer who says he's not allowed to separate Truma if you can't hear the words that you're going to say. You can't hear the Bracha. So why would Rabbi Yossi differentiate in his Psak at this point? So the Gemara explains, Ad kan lo ka'amar Rabbi Yossi lo yotza el agabe t'kriyeshma de'oraisa. Rabbi Yossi only says you're not yotze at all when you don't hear the words, when you're saying Shema, which is a din de'oraisa. Avol truma mishum brachahud. What's the whole reason, Rabbi Yossi, that you should, a person who can't hear shouldn't separate truma? Because he's not going to hear himself say the bracha. U'bracha de'rabanan. The whole idea of a bracha, making a birch ha-mitzvah, is de'rabanan. V'lo b'bracha talya milsa. The matter does not depend on the bracha. So that is basically saying, Rabbi Yossi holds, in general, you have to hear what you're doing. And therefore, on d'oraisas, if you don't hear the words that you say, you're not yotze at all. And on d'rabbanans, if you don't hear the words that you say, so you're only yotze b'di evet. That's how we have labeled Shitas Rabbi Yossi. Now the Gemara wants to backtrack a little bit. Umimayd Rabbi Yossi hi. How do I know that's really Rabbi Yossi? Dilma Rabbi Hudi. Maybe that is Shitas Rabbi Hudi. And what he would say is, Gabi Kriyashma Nami Dievet in L'Chadchila Lo. He even holds that by Kriyashma, you're not supposed to say it L'Chadchila in such a way. You're only Yotze B'Dievet. Teidan, I'll prove it to you. Dikotani. What does the Lashon of the Mishnah say? Hakore. If you said Shema, you didn't hear Dieved in L'Chadchila Lo, which implies that we're only dealing with a B'Dieved, not a L'Chadchila. So Amri, no, he says that, you can reject that, you could say, Hai Degotani HaKore Lo Diacha Kocho De Rabbi Yossi, Damar Dieved Nami Lo. The reason we learn it in a B'Dieved way is to show you how serious Rabbi Yossi is, that he holds you not even Yotze B'Dieved. Di Rabbi Yehuda, Afi L'Chadchila Nami Yotza. So he says, because if it would be Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, then we can assume that even L'Chadchila, you have the right to say Kriya Shema in a way that you can't hear, and you're a Yotze 100%. So B'mayu came to Rabbi Yossi. We're establishing it how, like Rabbi Yossi, Ve'ela ha'detanya, but we have the following, Braisa lo yivarach adam birch samazim belibo, v'imberach yatsa, mani lo Rabbi Yossi v'lo Rabbi Yehuda. So based on the way we just established the pshat in the Mishnah, the following statement of the Braisa is neither Rabbi Yossi nor Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Because it says if a person who benches, he says benching birch samazon in his heart, meaning he doesn't say it loud enough to hear himself, seemingly he is yotze b'dieved, but he's not allowed to do it l'chadchila. So that's neither Rabbi Yehuda nor Rabbi Yossi. Di Rabbi Yehuda ha'amar l'chadchila nami yotze, because Rabbi Yehuda holds that you could even do this l'chadchila, like we established the way we're learning our Mishnah. You could say Kriya Shema so low that you can't even hear it. Di Rabbi Yossi dieved nami lo, and Rabbi Yossi would hold by d'oraisas, you're not even yotze b'dieved, and birkas hamazon is a d'oraisa. Elamai, rather, what must it be? Rabbi Yehuda v'dieved in l'chadchila lo. So really, the pshat in the Mishnah is that Rabbi Yehuda holds it also. You're not allowed to say Kriya Shema too low for you to hear. But b'dieved, you are yotze. So too, you're not allowed to bench in a way that you can't hear. But if you did it, b'dieved, you're yotze. Ella, Hada Tani Rabbi Yehuda, Breid Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, Chayr Shemadav, Veinu Shemei Torim L'Chachila Mani. So now we have to figure out a different shita. There is a shita of Rabbi Yehuda, the son of Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, who says that a chayrish, a deaf person who can speak, is absolutely allowed to separate his own truma, and it's no big deal that he can't hear himself make the bracha. So which opinion does that agree with? Lo Rabbi Yehuda, Lo Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Di'evet and L'Chachila Lo, because we just established that Rabbi Yehuda is the one who holds you can only do it B'Di'evet, but you're not allowed to do it L'Chachila. Rabbi Yossi Amar Di'evet Nami Lo, and if we establish Rabbi Yossi, he holds by D'Oraisas even B'Di'evet, you can't do it, and Pashta says he would also hold even by D'Rabbanan's B'Di'evet, once we learn the Mishnah that way. So you could say that it's impossible that this is Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Yossi. So he says, El Eliolam Rabbi Yehuda. Fine, we're going to switch the pshat in Rabbi Yehuda. V'afil L'Chachila Nami. He holds that you could even do it l'chadchila. So Rabbi Yehuda is the man d'amro who says that l'chadchila you could separate truma and l'chadchila you could bench without saying the words loud enough to hear, and l'chadchila you could say kriyashma without saying loud enough to hear. Sorry. V'lo kasha, but it's not a kasha. Hadi day, hadi rabbi, because sometimes he's quoting his own opinion, which is that l'chadchila you can do it, and sometimes he's quoting his rebbeim's opinion. How do we know? So the Tanan changes to the Tanya. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishum Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah Hakorei Shemat Sarich Sheyeshmiel LaOzno. Person who says Shema, he's quoting his Rebbe Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah, who says that you have to hear the words that you say when you say Shema. Shenemar Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Because it says the word Shema, you have to hear it. Omer Lei Rabbi Meir Harehu Omer Asher Nochim Etzavecha Hayom Al Levavecha. Right, it says we're commanding you Al Levavecha, which sounds like Achar Kavana Salev. Right, Hein Hein Advarim. And she says, that's the pshat with Kavana Salev. So that's, you know, that's the ikur of Kriya Shema, that you could even say it in your heart. So that's the machlokas that Rabbi Yehuda, when he says that you must say, that only b'dievet are you yotzei. So that's him quoting Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah. But he himself holds even the chadchila. You don't have to say the words out loud. But now that we quoted this machlokas, says the Gemara, hashta da'asis lahachi, now that we've reached this point, that we've quoted this machlokas, now we have a new answer. Afilu teimer Rabbi Yehuda, kirabi svirle. You could even say Rabbi Yehuda agrees with his Rebbe, Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah, that lechadchila you have to hear the words. V'lo kasha, ha Rabbi Meir, ha Rabbi Yehuda. We just introduced Shitas Rabbi Meir, who says that only by kriyashma, you can get away with not saying it out loud. But that now it doesn't automatically... Now it doesn't automatically apply to all of those other cases, and now you're good to go. You can explain those shitas as being shitas Rabbi Meir, or the shita that says alechadchila your yotzei as being shitas Rabbi Meir, depending on how you want to learn this hemshach of the Gemara. Tanan Hasan, we have the following mishnah over there at Kol Ksherim Likros HaMegillah. So we're getting to Inyani Deoma, we're a week away from Mikra Megillah. So everyone is kosher to say the Megillah, to read the Megillah. Chutz Micherishot Vekatan VeRabbi Yehuda Machshir Bekatan. So a chirish, a deaf person who can't speak, a shota, a person who is mentally unstable, and a katan. So Rabbi Yehuda says even a katan is allowed to read the Megillah. So mantan a chirish di'evet nami lo. So who is the author of the Mishnah who says that the chirish cannot read it even b'di'evet? Amar Rav Masna, Rabbi Yossi. That's the sheet of Rabbi Yossi. It's not a korei shema v'lo shmei la'azna yotza. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi omer lo yotza. So Rabbi Yossi holds that you're not yotze even b'di'evet. If you read the Megillah, if you don't hear the words of Kriya Shema, so too a Chayrish can't be Yotze and can't be Motzi other people with reading of the Megillah. Just the Bachiyads above there. Umi Mai, Reb Yossi, B'di'evet, Nami Lo. How do we know that Shitas Reb Yossi and you're not even Yotze B'di'evet? Just turning the page, sorry. Dilma, Reb Yehudi, V'lechadchilahu, Delo. Ha'di'evet, Shaper Dami. So he says maybe it's Shitas Reb Yehuda and he just switches off between B'di'evet and L'chadchila. And b'di'evet, even a chayrish would be yotze according to that mishnah. So not lo silka daitach. Don't think such a thought. Why not? The katani chayrish dum yedeshot v'katan, because we group the chayrish together with the shot and the katan. Ma shot v'katan di'evet namilo. Everybody understands that a shot and a katan cannot read the Megillah even b'di'evet. Av chayrish di'evet namilo. Even a chayrish cannot read the Megillah b'di'evet. He's not yotze anything. Fine. So let's hold there. Even though we're sort of in the middle of a discussion, we'll pick it up on Amid Beis.